this.
Recording in progress.
Alright. Welcome everybody. What's going on? This is John Hudson with Focus Driven Podcast. Today I am pleased to announce the two leading ladies of gospel artistry. For you guys who do not know who these two people are, they're going to introduce themselves, but I'm going to give you a quick introduction behind these two beautiful women by way of St. Louis, Missouri, to Kansas City, to internationally known, has sung with some of the most best gospel artists in the game. I'm talking Donald Lawrence. I'm talking Ricky Dillard. I'm talking Kirk Carr. I'm talking Dwayne Woods. I want y'all to give it up for my girls, Toby and Tommy White. What's the deal? How are y'all doing?
Amazing. Pretty good.
You're doing pretty good? Good. So on this side of post-COVID now, we can call that.
Yes.
How are you two holding up?
I will say God is truly a keeper. He has kept us. We holding up great. Really good. I mean, almost better than when it was. Breathing. I mean.
He has sustained us. It's almost like the children of Israelite.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, shoes ain't worn out. Nothing ain't worn out.
It's been really good.
You know what? Y'all are just like giving sunshine to my soul right now, because a lot of people can't say that. A lot of people can't say that. I have been great as well, but during this season, like after now that everybody's starting to get vaccinated and things, the world is starting to open up. You know, I'm starting to see more people get out. But when I see you two and you all saying that you're doing better than what you started during this season, it's kind of like God really will keep you and He really will bless you.
really will keep you. And it's how you look at things, too.
Yes.
That's true,
it's
too.
It's how you look at things, and it's how you carry the things that come. You know, not saying that the load is easy.
Right.
But it's how you carry it out.
Yeah.
So He helps us make it look easy. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all because of Him.
It's all because of Him.
Look, I'm right with y'all. I give all the glory to God. I have lost family and loved ones during this season. A lot of church members who we both know from the African American descent have been mostly affected by this virus. It's been heartbreaking. But at the end of the day, you know, this too, like God, this too shall pass, and He has a plan for even in the worst time. So it's great. So anyway, I want to get into this, and you know, seeing you two, me and Toby talked a while back, and I want the audience to know about you all and you all singing career, because y'all been in the game for a long time and people don't even know about it. So between you two, I'll let y'all start out. And how did you all get started, and what encouraged you to start out in this industry?
Well, how we started out, of course, by us being sisters, 5 years apart, we've been singing together forever. Let's just start there.
Right.
Right. The parents started us, for real.
Right.
In real life. But how we got started, it started out with Dwayne reaching out to me and pretty much asking me if I wanted to be a part of the company that Donald Lawrence was coming into, because Tri-City was coming to an end.
Right.
And I had been singing with company, and then a time came when I was pregnant and Donald needed me to sing for him, but I couldn't fly out. Because,
right.
You know, I was close to, you know, giving birth. And he was like, Toby, I need somebody to sound just like you. And I was like, my sister, you know? He was like, really? I'm like, yes.
Which is crazy, because I was pregnant at the same time.
Right?
Wow.
3 months apart.
Right.
Wow.
But she was able to
fly
and sing and travel and all of that. And it was just a match made in heaven. It was awesome.
And wow. He was like, we're going to do okay, fill in. I was like, okay, I can fill in.
It was
good. Said, we need get your measurements. I was like, you need my measurements.
Wow.
For the tie-dye dress.
Yeah, yeah.
So, once again, the
feeling,
she started that
Wow. That's amazing. You know, who would have ever thought, like, one, like, they asked for one person, you referred your sister, and then by chance they were like, well, okay, after the initial contact was over, they both wanted you guys, they wanted you both to come in and to start singing with the group. Is that how it, am I saying that right? With the company?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah. So, and so now from that season moving on, it's kind of like, y'all sung with some other individuals too in the gospel gamers, right?
Yes.
So it opened up some doors, it sound like, right?
It's like, when I say from, I mean, every artist that you listen to on the radio or love or admire and love their ministry, we have come in contact with, it's just amazing. I mean, at first, we will be waking up like, what? You know, I mean, and Domo, he is such a... humble and
he's
precious.
He
use his platform to extend us to be able to minister with those persons. So it's from what Yolanda Adams,
Patti
LaBelle,
Stevie
Wonder.
Oh my God.
And we were featured with BB Wine.
Oh my God.
That was the number one song he probably know of.
Weeks.
Yes.
Really?
Just the fact of him just calling on us. It's just Karen Clark. I mean, popping up.
Right.
Everybody.
Well, see, this is the reason why I wanted you guys on here, because where I'm from the KCK area, by way of Kansas City, Missouri. And you just don't hear about individual special women like you who had a dream and took a leap of faith. And from that leap of faith, God has put his finger on your lives, and it has opened so many other doors. And I wanted to highlight that because I wanted you guys to see, what would you say to a young lady or a young woman or any other inspiring musician, whether it be in the gospel sector or even in the secular sector? Because you guys have sung with some of the best in the world. When you say Stevie Wonder, to me, he's like in my top five of best artists ever. So give me your, or not give me, but give a young woman or a young person some advice on maybe what to do during the time where they're pushing to strive to be and accomplish some of the goals that you've accomplished.
I would say, be yourself. Being out here, don't try to be like anyone else. Allow the world to see who you are.
Yeah.
And let them love you for you. Now, of course, it starts off with you loving yourself.
Right.
But what God has for you, it's for you. But you have to be original. If you're a singer, don't try to be like anybody else. Don't try to be like a Kim Burrell, a Karen Crutcher, a Kiara, a Tasha Cobb. Be you.
Yes.
They are great. Now we need you. Now we need you. The world needs to hear you.
Yes.
So,
I mean, however, we all had our thing of what we wanted to be when we were younger.
Yeah.
I would just say, have that dream.
Right.
You got to wake up, get up, and pursue it.
Yeah.
I love it.
And a lot of times we like have this dream of wanting to do something, but don't pursue it and don't have the patience to go through the process, to go through those certain levels to get to where you're trying to go to. You may start off working in the call center.
Right.
Yeah.
Knowing that you want, because I worked at the call center and was still trying to do what I needed to do, pursue my dream. Because when I was little, what did I say I wanted to be? Told you. A singer. A singer. I said I wanted to be a superstar. And the Lord allowed me to pursue that. However, I was in talent shows. I was singing at church. You didn't ask me to sing. I sang. Oh. I pursued it because that was my dream. And then the calling on my life and the anointing on my life to do so even drove me to do it even more.
Yeah.
But I had to like pursue that, not just believe. You got to push yourself. Like Toby said, believe in yourself.
Right.
Be yourself and push it and go do it. Yeah. And it ain't gonna always be peachy.
Yeah.
You know? You're not gonna always get to it. It ain't, you know, see, people who make it, it looks like suddenly, but trust me, it wasn't suddenly.
Yeah.
It took some time,
some
to get there. You gotta have that patience. Yeah, you gotta have that patience to know I'm gonna get there. Don't be thinking like, I should be doing all these big gigs with everybody else. You gotta start somewhere else. Conquer your city first.
Yeah.
You don't wanna conquer your church, but conquer your community first.
Yeah.
And then, look.
No, y'all said it right. Look, if I can tell, people always ask me, well, John, how did you get to play basketball? You know, I play basketball overseas. I tell people my story. I done played, you know, drums with some of the best in the business. Josh Mayfield, who you know, the Akins, I done played at their church. I played at other churches. But musicianship wasn't my thing. Cortez Vaughn, Corey Doss, Rick Parker, and all those guys, they all knew me from playing sports. I love basketball, and I literally went from Wyandotte County to worldwide because I had a dream, and I stuck to that. And all those things that you just told and said about perseverance, being yourself, not depending on other people, don't procrastinate. Like, that's it. Like, you guys are saying and regurgitating the things that I always try to help young people with, so that's fantastic. I love it. I love it. So, yeah, so now... Tommy and Toby, tell me, well, let me, this question is for Toby, because I know she did this, and then I'm going to come back to you, Tommy, here in just a second. Growing up, because you guys just said something and you don't even mention it, who was the person that you looked up to as far as singing? Like, you was like, ooh, I want to try to mimic or try to be that person. Who was that special individual? And the same question for you too, Tommy. And why?
Yeah. I'm gonna have to say Kim Burrell.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which go ahead. Go ahead. Which people who don't know Kim Burrell, Google her name. That's all I'm gonna say. Grammy nominated. I mean, the list goes on and on. Then sung with some of the best. Her producer, her leading producer, Alex Ward, is from Kansas City. A lot of people don't know that. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Alex Ward. And so tell me, why Kim Burrell? Why Kim Burrell?
You know, I've heard so many other singers, but she, to me, was magical with the different notes and the different tricks she would do with her voice. And I kept saying, I can do that in my head. Now, of course... really couldn't do it, you know, but I was like,
you probably could,
really. It was something really different about her voice, and I really liked it.
Yeah.
She didn't sound like anybody to me, and I liked that. And I was like, ooh.
I love it. I love
it.
Yeah. Yeah, Kim Burrell is, she's some of the, but she didn't sung with some of the best, of course, Whitney Houston and all those other individuals who... you know, who we love, she sung with him and met him and all that good stuff. But yeah, I would have to be, say, Kim Burrell was up there. Yeah, yeah. So, Tommy, what about you? Tell me.
Well, I got two of them, but my man was saying that I'm 5 years old. And mine ain't church saint.
Okay, go ahead, though. Go ahead. Everybody think ain't church.
Janet Jackson.
That, you know what? I can respect that. Never gonna stop. I heard that.
I love Janet Jackson. I loved her skill, her performance, her delivery. I loved her. I did. She was dope to me.
Yeah.
I love, she had one whisper on her voice. Yeah.
Wow. Who was the other one? You said it was two. Janet Jackson, and who was the other one?
Janet Jackson and
LaShawn
Pace
Rhodes. Oh, LaShawn Pace. Okay, I didn't know that. LaShawn Pace Rhodes. Yeah, LaShawn can sing too. The gospel extraordinaire herself. Woohoo!
Yes.
That's a powerhouse. So.
I was able to sing with her too.
Oh, okay. Cool.
It was an honor. She snatched the mic back. She really did though. I remember that moment. It was
Oh my goodness. See y'all got stories and like certain things that y'all can say and give to young girls and any other musical artist who wants to get into the business. So I can't wait till y'all start doing y'all conferences and stuff to help out other individuals. So I'm gonna say something here, and I'm gonna be candid, even though I'm being silly. I want y'all to think about this as a serious note. I was talking to my mother, Dr. Evelyn Hill, and I said, you know, I got an interview today with Toby and Tommy. She said, oh yeah, you're gonna love that. They great. They awesome. I love them. And then we got into talking about how beautiful you two are. My mom thinks that you are both just so great looking women, which I agree. And I wanted to ask, when you guys, and I think that you guys have gotten, I think you all have made that. I know you're not to the caliber of where you want to be at on a platform level, but when that level comes, have you ever considered having your own makeup and clothing line and that type of thing?
That's so funny. That's funny you would say that, because
it ain't funny, girl. This is God. Look, God is in this. Y'all know me. Come on now.
Yeah, that's
let God do it for you.
I mean, really, we have talked about it, and we are pursuing that Sister Glam. So
yes.
This Sister Glam.
Oh,
we're
wow.
Some Sister Glam, so.
Woo! So, yeah. See, so when it comes out, we have to come on again. You have to come on to the podcast again so we can get the word out and tell other women. Because you know what? This generation, especially of women, is inadequate. They feel like they're left out. The identity factor is not there for them. And they need more empowerment from people like you. People who look like us. People who come from the same struggle or successes. And
right, yeah.
From any perspective, whether it be a clothing line, makeup, jewelry, you all fit the mold like perfect. Like perfect. So I definitely got to have another interview in the future when you guys got that coming out. Is that a bet?
That's yes.
Cool. Well, listen, for my listeners out there, once again, we got Toby and Tommy White, great gospel leading ladies, artists, some of the best gospel artists to me that nobody really even considers. But if you knew who they were and who they sung for and sung with, you'd be like, oh my God, they are awesome. So I wanted to ask another question in regards to you all's future. And that is, Toby, I'm coming to you specifically now. There's a person who is a good friend of mine. Actually, there's two people that you guys know. Well, we know a lot of people in the industry, but these two I'm going to name are like brothers to me. I graduated from high school with one, and then the next year when I played basketball, we ended up being basketball teammates. And the person who I'm speaking of stands 6'7", from Wyandotte County, Kansas. And his brother is Grammy-nominated gospel artist with his song, You Deserve It. I'm talking about no other than Bishop Cortez Vine and smooth jazz bass sensational artist, my boy Julian Vine. So tell me, a lot of people don't know, Toby, that you did a song with Julian. Can you give the audience or the people listening in on that song, and how did that come about?
And you know, Julian is hilarious, first of all.
For real.
He's a comedian.
Yeah, it's true comedian.
Yeah, he's a comedian, but he just, out of nowhere, I think I was visiting the church, because, you know, of course, my sister, she's a worship leader there, and I think I was there, and he told me that he wanted to talk to me, and I was like, oh, okay, cool. And then the next thing you know, he was like, hey, I want you to sing on this song that I'm getting ready to do. And I was like, oh, okay, well, cool, what you want me to do? You know, because I'm like, you play bass. Well, I mean, what is it going to be on the song? So he was like, yeah, he was like, just come on out, you know, to the house, and let's do this, and I'm going to show you how to do it. And
right.
I was like, okay, cool. And it was just an awesome experience. It was cool, laid back. Of course, he's cool and laid back. So
right.
It was just one of those sessions to where it was great. He allowed me to be myself. He allowed me to flow the way that I wanted to flow.
Right.
And it was great. Now, I believe it hit, what, number one?
Yeah, you're right.
Number one.
It hit.
It got for a minute.
It hit number one there for a minute. Can you tell the people what the name of the song was?
The name of the song,
if not, I can tell you
it
Show You Right. Show You Right.
Yep.
It's on the Breakthrough album of Julian Vine.
Yeah.
And I believe that album came out in 2012 or 13. Don't quote me on that. But yes, that song, Toby, was super duper dope. And I want to say you did a fantastic job. Shout out to Julian, who is a me and him. Look, we are, if you know Julian, Julian is what I like to call a quiet assassin. He's not going to talk to you. He's not going to be all up in your face. He's not going to be like me and be like, Julian's very laid back, but if you get to know him, he's a clown. He loves to have fun. He loves to interact, and he loves people, and he's got a heart for God. So shout out to him and all the success that he's doing. And by the way, Julian, we need to talk, so he already know what I'm talking about on that anyway. Now, getting to you, Ms. Tommy, I want to talk about you being a part of the praise and worship team at Bishop Jack Vine's church and the experience working with some of those great musicians along with Bishop Cortez Vine and those background singers. I went to church one day just to visit. This was a couple of years ago. And I looked up. It was a lady in there singing and she had her hair. I ain't got no hair, but she was doing like this. And I said, Lord Jesus, who is that young lady? I said, I looked up, that is Tommy up there getting her praise and worship on. So tell me, how has it been in that experience? And what is it that you plan? Are you going to continue to do that there? Or what is your thoughts about that moving forward?
Well, I mean, well, first of all, it's an honor and privilege to serve under my bishop, Mr. Jackson Vine. Him asking me to be the worship director blew me away. I was like, really?
Yes.
You know, but it was an awesome surprise, and it's a privilege and honor to serve underneath Bishop because he is an anointed vessel.
Yes.
I love him. He's kind. He's a sweet man, too.
Yes.
And a little bit of that dropped over to Cortez and Julian, just a little bit. But it's been awesome working with the team, the musicians, the singers, because they love God and they love to sing. So it's been awesome. I've enjoyed every moment of it. I call Julian, he's my oil on the water, because we always gotta figure out what we're going to do.
Right. That's funny.
It doesn't matter. We, at the end of the day, we get everything done and we try to serve God in excellence. And I believe that is what comes out in the end. I desire to serve God in excellence. And it's been great. I love to sing. I love to worship God. And I bless God that I have the opportunity to do it with those people.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
You know what? You two just, you know, every time I'm asking these questions, y'all never seem to amaze me. Great church. I was a member there a few years ago. Uncle Jack, I call him Uncle Jack. That's my uncle, Jack Vine, and he knows me very well. He's taught me a lot about ministry, about becoming a man, of God, and even more about worship and how to worship God in spirit and in truth. And when I look at you two, I'm looking at spirit and truth right now, because you all have a combination. When y'all get together, I mean, the Holy Spirit is in the room. Y'all hear me? The Holy Spirit is in the room. And the anointing is there. You know, the anointing is there. So, you know, I'm not just saying this just to blow sunshine up your nose and to let the people know, you know, who I'm speaking with. But, man, they're not, you know, hanging with Grammy-nominated artists, or they're not singing background for these singers just because they're good-looking women. These are two dedicated, loyal, I'm looking at tattoos, loyalty, when it comes down to singing and being anointed for God. And so, which is okay, that's okay. So I wanted you two to know that you got a guy like me who's seen you all in a lot of different environments if y'all have not changed. You guys have always been a dedicated, dynamic duo, singing and praising and worshiping God with the spirit and the truth. So I wanted to say thank y'all and continue on that, okay?
Thank you.
All right. So now we're getting down to the nitty-gritty. We almost done. Let's talk about, from what I heard from Toby, is there's a word on the street saying that y'all got an album that could be coming out. And if that's the case, let's talk about it. Please, let's talk about it.
Yeah, you know, Tommy and I, we have been, you know, okay, I'll say this. Live Up came out, I think, in 2016, and we were blessed to work with some amazing people, some great producers, great BGB singers. I mean, it was a great experience. And one thing about Tommy and I, you know, we have our own music. Mm-hmm. It's just that particular season, we wanted to, you know, try something different and, right. you know, work with other producers and sing somebody else's pen, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So this particular time, we're excited because this next album that's coming out is going to be us.
Yes.
It's going to be us. Because y'all don't understand, it's going to be
this girl right here. Now, I'm like, every now, but this girl here, how we used to write songs. Was, I was sitting at a keyboard, yet.
Yes.
Yes. She did. She was, but it's real. Don't.
Don't.
Woo, that's so funny. I was sitting at a keyboard, and she was we were writing songs, and we have a zillion songs.
We do.
With a zillion verses.
Wow.
That's
very
hey. But it's a blessing. She writes, her pen is awesome, and it is time for that to be released. We've been sitting on
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
I think we released one of mine before yours. What?
Yeah, Give Thanks.
Give Thanks. I wrote Give Thanks.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
It's amazing because she writes all the songs, and then that, and I'm like, what?
Yeah.
So we're ready for it to come out.
We're so ready, and it's going to be so amazing because I think Kansas City and others that have heard us, you know. They really haven't heard the core.
Yes.
Of Toby and Tommy.
Yes.
Not the core.
Right.
So that's why I'm so excited because it's going to be the raw.
It's about to go down.
It's about to go down.
We are.
Right.
So
right. Well, I'm excited. I hear y'all. It's kind of like they've heard the tone of Toby and
yes.
Tommy, but they haven't heard the tenacity. And the sensuous, you know, they haven't heard the inner toughness of you guys. So I'm excited for y'all. So have y'all so silly? Have y'all had? Is there anybody particular you guys are working with as far as producers or anything like that that you're thinking of or would like to have on the album?
We're still at the drawing board.
Okay.
We're still at the drawing. We want it to be so special. We're just still at the drawing board.
Okay.
I mean, of course, always in consideration is Don Juan.
Right.
Because he just knows how to find that sound and try to help us develop what we have. Mm-hmm. So he's like a definite. That's just like that's ground zero right there.
Gotcha.
Yeah. But anything else, it's still on the board. We're trying to figure it out.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's cool, and I'm just going to speak it out that whoever you all want on that album from a producer standpoint, God will just say, hey, if you want it, I will provide it for you. Anywhere from Alex Ward to Rodney Jerkins to PJ Morton to any, look, I'm just speaking, I don't know, any other whinings, if y'all listening. Diedrich Haddon, if any of them speaking, so Kurt Franklin, if all y'all can, any of y'all, because these ladies well deserve any of these nominated from, I'm just going to throw out maybe a few more, y'all going to get me started. Never mind, I ain't going to, Marvin Sapp, okay, let me stop, I'm going to stop.
We're ready.
I want y'all to have the full experience, because you all have deserved it, and I'm just speaking it to an existence. Y'all gonna have a blessed album with leading individuals in the gospel that's gonna help you manifest it to its fullest potential. So yes. So y'all listen, my time is about up. I want to thank you guys so much for joining me for these last 30 minutes. Before I go, there is a game that I want to play with y'all. I do this with every artist. And I've asked, it's been some different questions, but today I'm going to kind of keep it on the same flow because I know y'all and y'all know me of somewhat. This game is going to be called Name Your Favorite Sitcom. And I'm an 80s and 90s type sitcom dude. I love sitcoms. I always talk about that with kids before there was Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Vimeo. We used to be at the TV watching sitcoms. So if I was to ask y'all, Toby, I'll let you start first. What or who is your favorite sitcom and why?
I'm still stuck on Martin.
Martin, same with you.
She said Martin. Because, you know, you can be sad and watch Martin. You're going to make it. Like, I don't care if you've seen it. I don't care how many times you've seen it. Yeah. Over and over and over again.
Hey, listen. It's so funny. Every artist, every person that's come on the podcast, I'm going to have to come out with a different question. They all have said Martin. Everybody.
No, really?
Everybody. From Tez to Rick. And you know what? You know what it is? Because I think the next time I speak or preach, because I've done that before, I'm going to start using Martin in some of my topics, because he was the only, or that was the only sitcom that we had in the 90s that we could relate to in so many different facets of the game. And Martin knew how to make us laugh with some of the stupidest stuff.
So
I'm gonna say this, and y'all tell me what was. And I know y'all know some Martin episodes. What was your favorite Martin episode, or one of your favorite Martin episodes?
Oh man, I have so many, but one of my favorite is when Gina's head got caught in the oven. And she had to go to work with her thing. And she put that wig on. And she was in that big
tall head and
said,
"I hope
you know that you got a bed." Like, that thing was funny to me. And she was really act like it's not there. That's one of my favorites.
Oh, okay.
When they were trying to get the tickets to the concert, and Shanae had them.
It's so many. I have the collection, and I always people, because when I speak, I do a lot of Martin impersonation, and one of them is Jerome. I can do Jerome very well. And you didn't know what I was gonna say when I said it. Now listen, now I ain't got time to be dealing with y'all. Now y'all know I've been watching y'all since y'all was 5. Now, I'm a player from the Himalayas, and I will take this all the way back to 1981 when I had my Buick Regal on D's. Now, y'all don't want me to have... Never mind, I'm going to come back to that later. But yeah, Jerome was my dude. Jerome was my guy. And in high school, I mean, we used to literally, the next day after we seen the episode, we used to mimic everything Martin did. That's how funny.
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah. So.
Everybody loved the intro.
Everybody loved the intro. So. So listen, ladies, I want to say thank y'all again. Is there any people, or is there any Instagram, social media outlets y'all want to say to anybody who is listening today to catch you, or where can they find you at in the near future for all of your future events and endeavors?
Well, you can reach us on all of the social media outlets under Toby and Tommy. Every last one of them, all the same.
Listen, for y'all don't know, I want to thank y'all once again. It was a pleasure and an honor talking to y'all. Anybody, if you guys want to catch John Hudson, you can go to my YouTube page at John W. Hudson. If you want to catch me on my on anything else, you go to johnwhudson.org. And for people who are following me, yes, it is true. I'm throwing a block party June the 25th right here in Kansas City. All is invited. We're going to have a blast. And guess who's DJing? Yes, it's your boy. I'm DJing the event. And we are going to have a blast. So anybody who's listening in, probably by the time this comes out, it's probably going to be a week till the event. But anybody who's listening in, come join me. Toby and Tommy, y'all stay on the line. Everybody else, God bless y'all. We will talk to y'all soon. Stay focused. Stay driven. Peace. Y'all stay on. Hold on.